Hi, everyone. This is Al Woods of Woods Recruiting, here to share with you another amazing story. So back early in my career, I was struggling to sign up parents. Always a challenge. And I really needed the business. So my back was against the wall. By this time, I had been studying a lot about presentation and questions and how to deal with objections. But this particular mother, she was a mother. Her son was a football student athlete, high school football student athlete. And I had several conversations with her, and I kept explaining what I would do for her for the money she was going to pay. And every time, she just kept saying, "Well, that sounds really good, but we're just not interested at this time." And then 2-3 weeks later, I would call back. I would explain to her what was happening how with recruiting and how it worked and what we could do for her son. And again, she politely said, "Well, thank you very much. All of this sounds great. But you know what? At this time, we're just not interested." So I was like, wow. You know, I'm like, wow. I really need to sign her up. You know, I haven't signed anyone up this month, and I don't want to continue to keep losing, because every time you sign someone up, it's a victory. And the losses were mounting. So, with my back against the wall, I had nothing to lose. I said, "I'm going to give it another shot." So I called her back in a couple of weeks, and we were having this conversation again. And so we got to the point where I've said, can we go ahead and get this process moving forward? And then she said, as she's always said before, "You know what? Thank you so much. This information really sounds good. But you know what? We're just not interested." And then out of nowhere, it came out. I said, "Well, what exactly is it that you're not interested in? Is it the athletic profile? Is it the video? Is it my experience? Is it something about me? Is it something I said? Is it the list of college programs?" Wham, bam, right there. She jumped in and said, "Well, yeah, by the way, it is. It is the list of college programs." So I said, "Well, what is it about the college programs you're confused about?" Her response was, "Well," and she said, she basically said that she wasn't sure who selected the college program. She thought that I would select all the college programs that we were going to target and that they had no input or no say in the matter whatsoever. And I said, no, not at all. I said, "We can sit down and talk about this together and come up with a strong list of college programs to target together. Absolutely, I want your input. You know, this is your son's future. It's important to choose college programs that he's interested in." So when I explained all of that to the mother, who for weeks was giving me a hard time, she was good to go. She was cool. It was like a load had been lifted off of her mind. She was happy. She signed up. I was happy. I was thrilled. A victory. I won. I signed them up. And eventually, we came up with a strong list of college programs to target. We got his information into the hands of all those college programs. He had multiple schools interested, and he ended up going to college. So the thing is, sometimes in this business, the first thing a parent will say after your presentation or midway through or whatever is that they're just not interested, or no thank you, or we'll call you back or whatever. There'd be some kind of objection to what you're offering. And you really can't let it go at that. You can't. Because I've always said this, that you could talk to 100 parents in a row and all could say the same thing, because it's just a natural response for everyone to say no thank you. I mean, how many times have you gone to the supermarket and there's somebody standing there with meat on a tray with a toothpick. You know, they're handing out those free samples, some sausages or whatever, and you say, no, thank you. Or someone calls your phone, your cell phone, your home phone, whatever, offering to upgrade your cable service, your internet service, your electric service, or some kind of service. Your first response, your natural response is to say no thank you and just hang up. So the thing is, all of us as human beings have been inundated and bombarded with offers of all kinds on TV, radio, you're sitting in your car driving to work, you're at the store, you're at the mall, if any still exists, and you're always being offered something. Someone's handing you a flyer, they want you to fill out a survey, whatever it is, whatever, whatever. And the first time, usually sometimes, the natural response is to say no thank you and keep on moving. And so that's kind of how it is with the parents. But if you don't take the time to dig deeper to find out what I call is the hidden objection, then you've lost. You're going to never know what it is that they're struggling with. And trust me, the parent has something they're struggling with about this process. They're going to always have an issue because they're trying to understand recruiting for the first and only time in a short amount of time, and it's a lot of information to grasp. And they're not going to understand everything you said to them, everything you explain to them. That's why it's important to keep your presentation simple, easy to understand, and just repeat the same presentation over and over again. And look for feedback. Ask for feedback. Ask for questions. But when they are saying they're not interested or any other kind of objection, dig deeper and ask why. Because if you don't, you're never going to know. And so with me, with this parent, I pushed a little harder and I got over my discomfort of pushing. You got to push. You're a professional. You have to push. You are a pro. You need victories. That's all we're going to count, is how many did you sign up and how many of them did you get placed in college. I would be willing to bet you that if you talked to 100 parents and you signed up 25 out of 100, and let's say, you know, a reasonable amount of time, 2 months, you'd be pretty happy with that. You wouldn't care at all about the 75 people you didn't sign up. You'd be happy. But you got to push to get those people. You got to ask why. You got to dig deeper to find and uncover the hidden objection. Or you're going to lose every time, and then you're going to question yourself why you got into this business in the first place. Thank you so much for listening. This is Al Woods of Woods Recruiting. I hope this was helpful. Leave me a comment in the comment section below, please. It is the oxygen I need to write content, to produce content for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.